Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to IndyCar Weekend, where the lug nuts better be tight. There they are. They're tight now. Yes, welcome into the greasy garage studio. IndyCar Weekend. Tis the season. Open wheeled tires. The rubber tires are spinning. No fenders around them. They're racing next to each other. All they got to do is bump the tire and you know what's going to happen. Whee! Into the air we go. But tis the season. So much fun to watch them. In fact, I got a little report coming to you here later in this hour of Auto World. The IndyCar Weekend world we're in today at Auto World Plaza. Live from Boise, Idaho, I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. It's a pleasure. I must say it again. I'm very honored to have you shut your Auto World off to come into the Greasy Garage studio with me each and every weekend for 3 hours of Auto World. 7 days it's been since I've actually last heard from you. And that's what it's all about, is that we're back together again. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Today here on Auto World, well, first and foremost, for the first time listeners of Auto World, for the first time listeners that maybe have heard about Auto World through a friend or a relative, or you might have a new Auto World affiliate radio station has now grabbed Auto World and is hopefully happy that they did that, because they're going to be happy. I guarantee you that. That's right. We have guarantees here on Auto World, and it's all about having fun and learning something. And in fact, for the first time, listeners of Auto World, here's just a couple things we have on Auto World. I do recalls. They're fresh recalls. I try to get the recalls sooner than, you know, anyone else can that they're delivered to me, and I want to get those recalls out to you. We do that. We do on what happened in automotive history on this day. We also what happened on automotive history in this week. And today we're going to do that, what happened in automotive history on this day. We're going to share that with you today. And we have the question of the week. We do a lot of trivia, of course. Each and every hour is a different trivia. Interviews, of course, industrial presidents, designers and leaders and vice presidents and engineers and detailers and everything and anybody, upholstery folks and tire people and all kinds of great interviews coming your way here on Auto World. We have the segment that we actually do share birthdays. We do. I like to do that. Happy birthday to all of you. If it is your birthday today, happy birthday, happy birthday. And I hope that, in fact, you did at least get over to one of the parts stores and buy yourself a birthday present at the automotive parts store. And come on. Now, everybody, make sure your relatives, I hope they did buy you a gift card at the parts store. Or anything to do, maybe even WeatherTech, you know, the WeatherTech formats you might need. Just get a gift card. Just ask for a gift card next time when it's your birthday. We do, oh yes, not only do we do trivia, but the Auto World Little Car Fact, we do that too. So there's a variety of things we do, but most of all, I just want to let you know that for the charter members, and that means that the charter members of Auto World are just members, listeners, and that they've been involved here for many, many years listening and being involved with the show through emails and through the phone, of course. Keep in touch with me through the emails. And with that, I just want to make sure that all of you know the email here to get a hold of me right now, live, and or when the need arrives. I mean, literally, you never know when your Auto World, your car, your truck, your lawnmower, your dirt bike might need some help, because we are going into that warmer climate. I always shout out there in the winter climate, and we add the word snowmobile to that. So the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and that's what you're listening to. That makes it easy, doesn't it? autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number since 1992 hasn't changed, is 855-660-4261. It's a pleasure to just have you. I'm going to be doing the driving for the next 3 hours. That's right, 3 hours, and each and every hour is different, folks. I'm going to dig in. I always have the email bag here to the left of me, right over there. There it is. I'm touching it. The email bag is where Eddie the engine emailer, is part of the Auto World staff. He takes care of your emails, and when you email me at that autoworldradio@yahoo.com, he grabs them and takes them, and he highlights the ones to me instantly that say 911. That means if you do need a problem with your ride, your Auto World, or if you just want to 911 me and say hi to me, do. He'll grab that 911. He'll hand it to me as soon as possible, as soon as it comes in. It says, Mark. And no, he does not wake me up during the middle of the night, but first thing in the morning, which is pretty early. I'm up early, and he grabs me and texts me and phone calls me and emails me and does everything he can do. Sometimes he even reaches out on Facebook to me and says, we've got some 911s you need to take care of. So I do. I only share your first name, not only on the radio here on Auto World. I will only share your first name on the Facebook side, both Facebook addresses we have, which is my first one is Mark Evans Facebook. Head on over, take a look, please do. And our second Facebook address is Auto World Radio. See how easy that is? Go ahead and head over there and take a look, because we always put up a few photos and pictures there, and then we talk about them here this week, about what we've put up to help you and also have some fun with you. And absolutely, I want to thank all of you. It is interactive, informative, in all things automotive, folks, and that means that I welcome your comments, good or bad, doesn't matter. I just want to hear from you. We got a good thread going over there at Facebook, my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Please do be a part of it. That's what it's all about here. You can join me right now in the Auto World Plaza where I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio. And I'm actually, down the hall, I'm in the Indy Car Weekend. It's an Indy Car Weekend. So we are in the Indy Car Studio right down the hall here from the Greasy Garage Studio. But the Greasy Garage Studio is where our anchor is, where we anchor the Dodge Viper chair. Now I'm sitting in Indy Car. It's an Indy Car Weekend, see? That's what it's about. Open, tired. Have you ever watched an Indy Car? Well, today there was an Indy Car race on from Alabama, the Honda GP Alabama, and I actually do have the winner of that race. It's been, he already won. So, but we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to find out later actually what brand of engine was in that Indy Car that actually won over the other brand, and that other brand that came in second, third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh, period. It's the same brand. In the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth place. But number one brand is different. Ha ha! They finally beat that one brand. That second place brand. You're going to find out about that later. And here today on the first hour of Auto World, the electric Stingray. Yes, so stay tuned for that. And also, 3-day power is coming your way. That's right, 3-day power. I'm going to listen and tell you a little bit about what's happening on the 3-day power segment here. And got gas? Head on over. That's my hand, yours truly, the hand that has been fixing cars for 45 years now, ASC certified master technician, and I've been fixing and repairing all types of automobiles in the auto world, and good or bad, it's been some good ones, it's been some bad ones, and there's been some leaky ones, there's been some smelly ones, there's been some ones that's burnt my hands, but I have in my hand in that picture, folks. Oh, yeah, a 427 Chevrolet engine. That's right. Some of you might not have ever thought that I was that strong to pick up a full, entire V8 long block, a 427 Chevrolet. But if you go over to Facebook, you'll see that I put that in the palm of my hand. It's not a real engine. It's fake. It's a model, but you'll enjoy it. Take a look at that. It's got three deuces on it, which means that's three carburetors, three two barrels. And what was stated was, got gas. So here on Auto World, we're going to be talking about the history of the three automobile brand gas engines coming your way. Look forward to having you send me your emails and your phone calls right here on Auto World. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back. Oh, I've even got a product of the week. Yes. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Running on all eight. Oh, yeah. Touch that brake and we're going to slow it up. But right now we're full throttle. This is Auto World coming from the IndyCar studio right here in the Auto World Plaza live from Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Been around the auto world for many years, 45 plus. And, you know something's wrong with you. Well, with me, not you, because you're listening, and I do appreciate that. But something's wrong with me when, in fact, you buy your first car at the age of 13. Boy, I was talking to my daughter the other evening, and I said, you know, she was telling me about her Suburban and how much it did cost to put gas in that Suburban here today. $126 worth is what she said. To make that Suburban box go down the road. And I said, well, let me make you feel good. I said, you know, when I first bought that first car, when I was back at 13 years old, my dad drove it home, you know, your grandpa. And he said, son, you can put every $5 bill in your gas tank. So save your $5 bills up. So now, many years later, and of course a new generation, my daughter, well, save every $126 you have, honey, because you're going to use that every time you go to the gas station. What will it be for my grandkids? $226? Anyway, here on Auto World, got gas? Oh, boy, that is some gas, isn't it? Maybe that's the reason why I keep talking about EVs, electric vehicles. Maybe that's the reason. Talked to my electrician here the other day about, no, I do not own an electric vehicle yet. Getting close, though. Costs money. But I just plug it in and go. Talking to him about maybe putting, some charge sticks at my little house I live in. And why not? I've got two separate garages, and I thought, you know what? What would it cost you to, I was talking to an electrician, licensed electrician, what would it cost to put in, electric stick here at the one shop for in case I do end up selling and moving on. I want to make sure that it's my house, my real estate, my residential residing crib, whatever you want to call it. Let's call it a crib. I want to make sure my crib's got enough, you know, to take care of all the people that could purchase it. Maybe it could be the next generation, and they've got electric cars. And he said, well, what brand of car? I said, I want all of them. I want it all. I want it all handled, because I don't know who's going to be buying the house if I ever sell it. Probably not. But, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody's got the right. So he says, well, you want all of them? I said, yeah, let's make it to right. And it wasn't that much money, folks. That's what I'm saying. It just was not that much money. And I'm thinking that, in fact, I might be onto something here. That the real estate, the residential house you're sitting in, why not put electrical charge sticks in there, even though you might not own an electric car? It could up the value of your crib. Anyway, a little bit of thought there. Coming up, gave you a little taste of the first hour. Let's give you a little taste and a little tease of the second hour here. Flying car. We didn't get to it last week. I got some information, fresh information on that flying car. See, that's one other thing that was in my life back in the early days and still is. And when am I going to see the flying car? Well, we're getting close. It has some history on that. And throughout here today, we're going to also, the Got Gas, I'm going to give you the history of the three automobile brand gas engines. We're going to back in time, give you some numbers, etc. And, you know, like that 427 Chevrolet full long block that I've got in the palm of my hand there in the picture on my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Second, this first hour, I've got the Auto World AW product of the week coming your way. The second hour, I've got the AW tool of the month. And this is a tool that you're all going to need. Something that you all have on your cars, and it's very cheap. I think at the most it might be $10. We're going to get to that in the second hour. Now, the third hour. Well, we talked here on Auto World in the past about the Hornet. Well, we got another version of the Hornet coming your way. Yep, third hour, that's coming your way. And, yes, they could help Volkswagen with an electric truck. Who? You're going to find out later. And also, a follow-up on who did win the Chief Donut Maker. Somebody won that title, Chief Donut Maker. And, of course, at the end of the third hour, a word with Mark. Thanks for being here again. Good to have you along. Let's get on with it. Now, flying car. First and foremost, let's say this, because I gave you a little tease last week about that EV9 was landing. What is it? You know, a lot of you might have thought it was a spaceship. No, it's the Kia EV9, a concept car. It's coming your way. It's getting ready to land on planet Earth. And, you know, it's a concept now, but it's getting ready to land. It means that it's going to be a real car with a real VIN number and a real automobile that you can drive from Kia. It was first revealed, folks, back in 2021 at the Los Angeles Auto Show there in Los Angeles. It's a concept EV9. Reimagines what an all-electric vehicle can be, folks, featuring third-row capacity, which we know about, the three rows, like that Suburban my daughter has. But it has a solar panel built right into the hood, an interior that made really good out of substantial materials that can last forever. The EV9 fuses use the bold SUV attitude with the credentials of an EV. Naturally blended pop-up steering wheel. That's right. Pop-up steering wheel. It's like George Jetson's going to be driving it. And listen to this. Get this. Now, again, I've always said you might want to get a piece of paper and pen and pencil out and start writing things down here on Auto World. This EV9, folks, is going to have a 27-inch ultra-wide display. That's the dash. It's going to be in front of you with that, right, you know, behind the pop-up steering wheel. Coming your way. Boundary-pushing experience. For the driver is what Kia states it is. Now with that, one, the picture that is on the, our Facebook page here at Auto World Radio. Go to Facebook, Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look. And I've got a photo there where all the doors are opened up. It's a four-door. And you can see right through. No pillar. No B-pillar. Nothing. Very unique. Trey gets me in Southern Illinois here last week, and I didn't get to share. I want to share it this week. He sent a photo. Thank you, Trey, from Southern Illinois, listening on GCNLive.com. He gets me, Mark, your Kia EV9 looks real close to the Honda Element design back in the day, only 20 years newer and greener. And he's got greener capitalized. And he says, here's a pic of mine. How funny. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it for sharing. Yeah. The Honda Element had that. You could open up. Of course, the back doors were suicide. That means that the hinges were on the back of the door, and the front of the door would open, you know, as you're sitting there looking forward in the vehicle, the front of the door would open up. That's called suicide in case, you know, if it did pop open, the wind, as you're driving down the highway, would, you know, pull the door back, blow the door off, and, of course, suck you out. That's why they call them suicide doors. But, yeah, Trey, thanks. The Honda Element looks just like the EV9. So they're bringing back the history of the Honda, you know, the old days of the, was it the Lincoln Continental that might have had the suicide doors, four doors that opened up? But the Lincoln Continental had a B-pillar. There was a pillar there. EV9's landing coming your way. Now we come back from a little short break. We're getting into the email bag and also the flying car. Woo! Right here on IndyCar Weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The long-awaited evacuation from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol was underway Sunday. A UN humanitarian spokesman told the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. It's believed that 100,000 people are still in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation visit to Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth and Negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
Save money, that's what it's all about, and that's why you're here today, not only to have fun, maybe learn something and take notes, please do, but also save money. Everything keeps going up. That's all that's in the news anymore is inflation. Well, we're not here on this show. This is Auto World. Glad you're here. I'm your host, Mark Evans, the guy that's got, well, every once in a while I'll have to sip a little 30 weight just to keep my vocal cords lubricated for you, and that's what it's all about here is to interactive. What is Auto World for your first-time listeners? We're going to turn you into charter members, of course. Auto World, it's America's automobile enthusiast show. I'm proud of that. We're here for you. Little trivia, start off this segment of Auto World on the first hour. And back in 1897, the very first car insurance policy is purchased by Gilbert Loomis. The premium, folks, is $7.50 for $1,000 worth of liability coverage on his one-cylinder car in Westfield, Massachusetts. Now, how do you feel now? How much is your insurance premium? How much liability coverage do you have? He only had $1,000. I don't know what each and every state, of course, as we are coast to coast, and a lot of you are listening through the United States and across the pond. Appreciate it. Thank you. Well, we all must have, each state probably has different laws about how much liability we need coverage. Some of us have full coverage, of course. I know that's a law that when you do go get a loan, the bank, the lender says you need to full coverage to cover what we own, which is called that car or truck that you just purchased. And then some of us have comp insurance, like yours truly here, because you never know when that antique vintage car that's sitting over there in that little building, when a tree or tornado or wind or rain, whatever, you know, it's what do they call it, acts of mother and father nature. I can't imagine, though, $7.50 seems like a pretty high price for a premium back in 1897. Whew, wow. I welcome your emails here on Auto World, folks. I welcome your calls. The phone number since 1992 here on Auto World is 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is executive producer. He's sitting there behind the 2800 GCN mixer machine to take your call and make you sound good. That's what it's about. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can Facebook message me, too. Please do. The address is Mark Evans. Flying car. I know a lot of you are maybe listening, and you're younger than I am and some of our other charter members, and that's all. And we do honor you. And your coupons never expire also here on Auto World. The flying car has been in my life for many, many years, actually. First time I got to see the thing that said flying car was on a popular mechanics magazine. Well, the flying car wins the airworthiness certificate. Yes, they are now certified. This flying car, a flying car capable of hitting speeds over 100 miles an hour and altitudes above 8,000 feet has been issued with a certificate of airworthiness, my friends. Yep, they did it. It's the hybrid car aircraft called the Air Car. It's equipped with a BMW engine and runs on regular petrol pump fuel. That's right. You'll see that funny-looking thing pulling up next to you, maybe. Buying the same gasoline, got gas? Yep, that you buy. It only takes 2 minutes and 15 seconds to transform from a car into an aircraft. 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Now, how long do you wait in the McDonald's drive-up, Burger King's drive-up, In-N-Out's drive-up? Probably more than 2 minutes and 15 seconds. So you can fly into the back parking lot at Wendy's, push the button, 2 minutes and 15 seconds later, you're ready to go buy yourself a double with fries. And do you want to supersize that? Yes, I do. Pull up, go back to the parking lot, push the button, and take off. The certification followed 70 hours of flight testing and more than 200 takeoffs and landings. That's what the company said. The Air Car certificate opens the door, folks, for mass production of very efficient flying cars. Or does it? Would you fly one? Would you buy one to fly one? Would you buy one just to park it in your garage? Just say to the neighbor, I've got a flying car. Things are changing out there. A flying car. Look to a driveway near you to find a flying car soon. Wow, let's go to the email bag. Hemi, the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the studio. He's in the house. Yes, thank you. I'm going to dig in there deep and get one. There's one. Oh, wait. I dropped it. Let me get another one. There's one. We got a lot of emails to get to this week here on Auto World. In fact, we might have to do 2 an hour because that's what we like to do here in Auto World. Each and every hour is different. And that means that I slide right into Eddie, the engine's email bag here on Auto World Studio, the IndyCar studio this week. Love the smell of the IndyCar studio. It's got a lot of rubber tires. And Eddie, you're sitting on a rubber tire even. Look at that. It's an IndyCar tire. Oh, yeah. All rubber. It smells like tires. Oh, yeah. My wife's not going to like the smell of me when I get out, come out of the studio. But that's okay. I smell like I've been working in a tire shop. Oh, yeah. Perfume for the guys. Aftershave, I mean. Perfume for the ladies. Okay, now if you don't want me to read your email, just put on the email. Don't read it on air, Mark, but please help me anyway, and I will not honor you, and I will never share your email address with anyone, folks. I only share your first name. I always share where you're. If you please do, let me know where you're listening to, how you're listening to me here on Auto World. That makes me feel nice and warm and fuzzy and all that, and lets the other listeners know that we help a lot of people coast to coast here in the United States, and that's what it's all about. This one I can read, and we're going to read it. Let's do it. Okay, He says, Mr. Mark, how are you? I'm doing good. Thank you for saying that in the email. Appreciate that. Doing really good. I have a voice. That's what I need to do the job. Now, it says here, lawn mowing time. Do you recommend one brand of lawnmower over another? Question mark. Thanks, Mark. Davin in Baker City, Oregon, listening on KBOI 670. Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out. There's our shout-out. Shout-out horn's always there for each and every one of our Auto World affiliates. Good to be in Baker City, Oregon. Now, Baker City, Oregon, KBOI. Ooh, I think that might be right on the edge there, Davin. Awesome. Now, shout-out to KBOI, AM 670 News Talk. KBOI, AM 670, that, of course, an FM 93.1 right here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm sitting in the Auto World Plaza in the IndyCar studio. Napa, Caldwell, Ontario, Oregon, Baker City, Oregon, Boise, Idaho, McCall. Hi, guys, everybody, gals up in McCall, Idaho, and everyone in between. Appreciate you being here with us. Thanks, Devin. It's good to have KBOI with us for 2 hours each and every week on the FM side, too. I'm very honored. Devin, great question. I haven't had this question for many years here on Auto World. You're right, it is 'tis the season. Now, one thing about lawnmowers is that, do you buy by color? Honestly, do you want to buy a lawnmower by, oh, if it's red, it's a Honda. That's good. Do I buy green? It's John Deere. It's going to be good. Oh, there's yellow ones. Cub Cadet, I believe, is yellow. No, you don't buy by color, Davin. I'm going to start off right off the bat, and I'm going to talk about engines, of course, here coming up this next segment, a little history of engines and numbers and what sizes and all, but that's how you buy a lawnmower. We come back from the short break. Now we're going to share with you and help Davin. Honda would be the first one we're going to buy by Honda, by, you know, engines, and take a short break, and then you're going to find out maybe, oh yeah, I've got one for you for the electric side of lawn mowing too, so stay tuned. Right here on Auto World, where in fact the Snickers bars are getting better by the second. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Road 66.
I've got a plan. We're planning on driving down this road, Auto World Road. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World. Good to have you along from coast to coast, nationwide. It's an honor and I'm proud to say that. We're growing leaps and bounds. Hopefully we, again, as we say growing, that means that I'm going to be helping a lot more people as we have more EW affiliates join us, Auto World, that stands for. We had, before the break, Davin here in Baker City, Oregon. Listening on KBOI AM 670, News Talk KBOI AM 670, over there in Baker City, Oregon. Where, in fact, folks who've never been in the Oregon area, right above on the hill there at Baker City is the Oregon Trail. Really neat museum and all that. But anyway, Davin, I hope you've been up there. You probably have. In fact, I went to college with a gentleman, Boise State University, Boise State Bronco IM. Went to college diesel school with a gentleman that drove back and forth each weekend from Boise, Idaho, down to over to Baker City in a hot rod truck that he built. Anyway, Davin, we're going to help you with the lawn mowing. Your question was lawn mowing time. Do you recommend, Mark, one brand of lawnmower over another? And what I want to recommend is I want you to buy the motor, Davin. Buy the motor. Honda, yes, if you can find a lawnmower. It might say Troy-Bilt, and it might be red over there at the Lowe's, you know, the blue box. But it has a Honda motor in it. Second choice would be Briggs & Stratton. Briggs & Stratton. And the third would be Tecumseh. But here's a little stat that's in my head. I own a John Deere. Now, this is a selfless plug, I guess you could call it. But I do know that John Deere, they have a good motor underneath that green. It lasts well, lasts really, really, really long time. Another little tip there, Davin, too, when you're looking at the motor, make sure that you buy a motor, Honda, Briggs & Stratton, that has a oil filter on it. Just look for an oil filter. And that tells us that it's got a pressurized system in it, that it will be lubricated at all times, and that's what your car has, your truck has, is a oil filter, and it has a pressurized oil pressurized system, causing it never to seize up. The cheap Murray brand back in the day, and there's some others, I won't mention them, they just have a little splash arm on the connecting rod. That's where the piston is connected to, going up and down as the gasoline fires. It has just a little splash rod dipping into the bottom crankcase to kind of like a spoon. It goes down and spoons up the oil and splashes it upon the moving parts called the camshaft valve, etc. Okay? We don't want that kind of motor. We want one with an oil filter. But here's a little bit of a some of the goo that's in my head. Probably from drinking all this 30-weight oil to keep my vocal cords lubed. Back in 2020, I do know that, in fact, America's most trusted lawnmower brand. It was a study that the Life Story Research. Back in 2020, John Deere, folks. John Deere is the most trusted brand among people considering the purchase of a lawnmower. Yep. I don't know what the numbers were, but I do remember that back. That was back in 2020, and John Deere is still knocking at the door. And, you know, and a lot of you might be saying, well, they're number one. Maybe that's the recommended one because they have more, you know, might be called more TV ads and more radio ads, and you hear more of them. No, no, no. It has nothing to do with it. They won. John Deere, Devin, thanks. Hey, send me back an email. Hope that helps. Look, oh, by the way, I wanted to share with you another green one you can buy is Ego Electric. E, these are letters. E-G-O, electric. I think Home Depot sells that one. It's an all-electric one, Davin, if you want to go electric. A lot of us are. A lot of us, I'm not, but you know, there might be some folks that are. I got too much grass to mow. I need lawn, you know, some gas. I want to be able to get my lawn done all in the same setting. I'm sitting on a riding lawnmower, that is. So Ego is a good brand. I do know I have friends, clients that have those, and they're happy with them. So that's one, too. We'll buy engine and look for the oil filter, Davin. I appreciate it. From Baker City, Oregon. Real close to the Sumter, the old Sumter mine. Got a friend that's got a cabin over there. Appreciate it, Davin. Send me back through email, if you would, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, an address, and I can give you some great detail gifts. And I'm going to throw a Snickers bars in there. Why not? You need a Snickers, don't you? Why not? Yeah, they're good. You can cut it with a knife and eat it with a fork if you'd like, Davin. But send me back an email address and we'll get you some great detailed gifts from others, McGuire's and wash drops and solution finish. And I'm trying to talk Adams in to get me some goodies too, so maybe we'll add some of that in there for you. Good to have you along, and send that address and we'll get you out. Okay, so it's time now, folks, to, well, I want to share with you before we get right into it a little fun, Alex, if you would, go ahead and play the... this is an old car ad that goes right along with what we're going to talk about with engines.
Across the nation this week, folks everywhere are getting their first ride in the beautiful new 1952 DeSoto. Look at those big, wide doors and see how roomy this 1952 DeSoto is. Inside, you sit naturally. You relax in seats that are chair high. Yes, the 1952 DeSoto brings you a whole host of wonderful features. Features like all-flow shock absorbers to help give you one of the smoothest rides you've ever known. Waterproof ignition to give you sure starts even in the dampest weather to protect your family in case of blowouts. Famous safety rim wheels. The new, the 1952 DeSoto. It's designed for you and your budget, too. See the new 1952 DeSoto.
If we could only go back in time, huh? Well, Chrysler, we're going to share with you because, well, you got gas? A lot of us do. No, not the kind of... I'm talking gasoline for your gas tank, your fuel tank on your ride. Well, Chrysler, back in the day, 1926 through 1933, they had a flathead four. This is just the four-cylinder category underneath the Chrysler nameplate. Of course, back in the day, Chrysler is Dodge, like you just heard Dodge DeSoto ad. And then, of course, you had the K engine. That happened in 1981 all the way to 1995. Then you had the PowerTech engines, folks. This is just under the four-cylinder. PowerTech was in 1994 to 2010. Another four-cylinder, they called it, well, it was from 2007 till present. It was called the World Engine. The World Engine was a 1.8, 2.0, and a 2.4. Now, from 2012 to now, today, present, the 2.0 and the 2.4 was called the Tiger Shark. Six-cylinder, though, came along, of course, under the Chrysler nameplate, and that was the Flathead 6 in 59. It was the, 1959 all the way through 2000, the old Slant 6. Remember the Slant 6? A lot of you are nodding your head. Yeah, I had one of those. They were good gas mileage. Yes, they were. But then, oh, yeah, Chrysler had to do the six-cylinder in 1970 to 1981, the Hemi 6. Didn't know they made a Hemi 6, did you? That was only in Australia, by the way. And then in 1987 to 2004, the 3.9-liter 238 LA and Magnum. They came out with that one in the six-cylinder side. And then in 89 to 2011, they also had the 3.3 and the 3.8 overhead valve V6. Then they had the SOHC V6 single overhead cam. That's what that stood for. And then the LH engine came in 1998 all the way through 2010. Yep. Then you had, remember the pin? Oh, yeah. 2010 to all the way to now. The Pinstar motor came out. That was a six-cylinder. Let's go to the 8s now. The 8s back in 1930 was the Flathead 8. 1930 all the way through 1950, and then you had the Firepower Hemi. Oh, yeah. It says it right on the valve cover from 51 to 58. And then, yes, in 55 to 58, another beautiful-looking hemispherical V8. 1968 to 69 was the Chrysler Ball Stud Hemi. The A279 was a very unique machine. Small block, Chrysler first small block V8 was from 1956 to 1961. It was classified as the A. And then 64 to 92 under the small block was the LA. Here's some of the numbers of the small block, the 273, the 318, the 340, the 360. We all know about those, don't we? Yes, as we go along in time, of course, the Hemi, 5.7 Hemi, the 6.1 L Hemi, the 6.4 Hemi, the 6.2 liter Hemi. Yes, the Hellcat had that one, called the Hellcat, introduced in 2014. Oh, yeah. Remember the Demon? Oh, yeah, the Demon was introduced in 2017, the 6.2 liter Hemi. Oh, yeah. So there's a lot of numbers. 383, the 413, the 426 wedge, the 440. These are all engines. Now the V10. Oh, you know who introduced that? Chrysler with the Viper. Yes. Did you know that Chrysler had the turbine? They did. They had a turbine. That was from 1954 to 1980, the turbine engine. And on and on and on. And then they started, you know, started buying companies. They started merging companies. They have a nameplate now. Chrysler, Dodge, Plymouth's long gone. Remember the Plymouth Prowler? That's changed too. Well, I can't wait to tell you more on the second hour right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on, everybody.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi.